With everyone fighting for attention, how can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy, with Constant Contact. Constant Contact's award-winning marketplace platform has helped millions of small businesses stand out, stay top of mind, and see big results fast. It's okay if you don't know much about marketing. Constant Contact's writing assistant tools and automation features help you craft messaging and say the right things at the right time. I use this to help write and send my email newsletters, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Coleman Smith, a little football 101 here for you, Brian. Can you explain what the Rover does? I think this is a great question.
Yeah, look, the Rover has a lot of different responsibilities.
Yes, and it depends on the Rover, right, to be honest with you, too.
Right. Drew Tranquil was asked to do things a lot differently than Jeremiah Will. But let's talk about what they would prefer to have in a Rover.
Okay.
Because Tranquil playing Rover in 2017 was more about Mike Elko and Clark Lee doing a great job of getting the best 11 on the field and putting him at Rover. But so ideally what a Rover can do is there's three aspects of it. There's the run, there's the pass, and then there's man coverage, which I kind of view a little differently. So as a run defender, your number one responsibility is you are a support player. And what I mean by support is not a help player, but you're a support player, meaning you have perimeter support, meaning you got to make sure that nothing gets outside of you. So if there's a lead blocker, you got to blow it up, whether it's to force it back inside or to spill it outside. You've got one of those responsibilities. If there's a player in space, you've got to be a great tackler against the run. You have to be able to come off the edge and blow up the run. And at times the Rover will be asked to collapse inside and be sort of a help defender. So you have to have a Rover that's athletic enough that he can be outside, but then when he sees inside run, he can close down and attack. We saw Jeremiah Owusu making a lot of tackles in near the box where he wasn't lined up in the box because of that. And that's why you need that range. Against the pass, okay, so here's why I say pass and man coverage are different. Against the pass, you have really three responsibilities. Number one is you have to be a rangy, instinctive zone defender. So you've got to be able to get your depth, whether it be to jump a flat route, whether it be to be able to seek a curl. So what that means is if a guy runs a curl route, whether it's a post curl, 12 to 15 back or 12 stop, whatever the case may be, you've got to be able to hunt that and get underneath that, but still not lose the quarterback, right? That takes some instincts. You've got to be able to get your depth and be able to determine, okay, am I taking this curl route or am I jumping the flat route? You've got to be able to be effective with reroutes. Reroutes is essentially I'm in a zone, so I'm not running with this slot receiver vertically. Somebody else has him, but I'm beating him up. I got to reroute. I got to get him off course, so he doesn't have a free release. The other part of the pass game is you've got to be a great perimeter support defender against the perimeter screen game, much like you are against the run game. So you've got to be able to come up and blow up lead blockers in a perimeter screen. You've got to be able to make tackles. Hopefully you can get past the lead blocker and make the play yourself. You've got to have containment discipline, and that was an issue for Jeremiah Owusu, especially early in his career. He would go underneath the block a lot, which would allow them to get outside of him. At times he was so athletic he could blow the play up, but then there was times where they would get outside of him because he lost contained discipline. And then the best ones can be contained discipline, but then destroy the block and get off to the ball carrier for a loss. I mean, that's what the best ones do, and Jeremiah Owusu did a lot of that as well. True. And so that's where I say, and then of course, man coverage. That's the final piece. Now you can live with a Rover that's not good in man coverage. You can be okay there, but it limits you a little bit. Ideally, you'd like to have a Rover that can be a cover player. That's why they look for safety. Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah was a high school safety. Drew Tranquil was a high school safety. Jack Kaiser was a high school safety. These guys have the ability to run with backs. That's the first thing. You have to be able to run with running backs. You have to be able to run with tight ends. But then also, can you run with a slot receiver? One of the great things about Jeremiah Owusu is some of the plays he made last year were him running on vertical routes or wheel routes with slot receivers. And he could run with them and make plays effectively downfield. That's what truly made him an elite player. Yes, he was great against the run. Yes, he was a very good – you could not screen on him. He just was going to blow it up. But his ability to cover vertically is what separated him from a really good Rover to an elite Rover. And that's what you ultimately look for. So that's why you have a guy like Prince Colley. That's why you have guys like, Kerry G. People have mentioned as Kerry G potentially there. It's why Jack Kaiser, I think, fits that so well. Paul Mawala. Those guys can cover. And that's something right. that's a must. And that right there is one of the big reasons why I'm not super high on Isaiah Pryor, because the run part and the yeah. and the pass screen part, that stuff I think Isaiah is really good at.
Right.
Really good at. It's the flipping his hips and getting into zones and covering downfield. Those are the things he struggled with it at Ohio State. He struggled with it at limited time at Notre Dame. He's got to prove to be better at that if he wants to play this year. Now, if Isaiah can, you know, let's say it was a mental issue or a technical issue, right? Let's say that was the problem. And Isaiah comes out in fall camp and all of a sudden he's flipping his hips and he's getting in coverage. That'd be great for Notre Dame.
Sure.
Because he's a really strong athletic player, a great worker from everything I've heard, a great teammate. So that would be the ideal scenario, is that he kind of gets over those issues. But I think it's more of a physical thing than it is a technical thing with Isaiah.
There you go.
Is that anything you want to add to that, Vince?
No, I think that was great. And I think when people think of a rover in the new terminology, yeah, it's a cover. It's a cover position. And
yeah.
because, you know, back in the day when you and I played, you know, the outside linebacker would have to drop into zones, you know, hooked right. curl. You heard that box. A bunch.
Yeah, right? From the box.
From the
yeah.
box. So they were decent zone players already. Now, that's mm-hmm. not necessarily the first thing that you look to check off when you're looking for an outside mm-hmm. linebacker, but that is one of the things that they were asked to do. Rarely are they asked to do man-to-man, unless mm-hmm. it was maybe a tight end, like you had the number three. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. You'd cover – I mean, tight ends and backs is all you – a same exactly. linebacker.
Because, look, people weren't going three wide on one side. Rare was it there were trips and things of that nature. And if there were
– And when they were, they were doing it with a tight end backside.
Right, exactly.
So you could bring a safety over.
Around.
You could, yeah. Yes, exactly. It wasn't like it is now where it was spread in the field
yep.
as much.
Yep.
And that's
yep.
what made Florida so hard to defend back in the day, because Florida was one of the first teams in the early 90s yes. that actually would spread the field.
Right.
That's what made BYU so hard to defend back in the day when Ty Dudley was putting up sick numbers.
They didn't have the defensive yeah. personnel to match up with
right.
that.
Yeah. Right, and that's partly what made Chip Kelly so
right.
difficult to defend early on in his tenure at Oregon. The other thing, too, that I didn't mention is if you can you don't have to have a guy that blitzes as a rover. You don't have to. It's not a must. But, of course, anytime you have a guy that can do everything, it gives you some weapons. But
yeah.
you need a pretty explosive guy to be an effective blitzer from the rover position.
Yep, absolutely.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.